Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the moment that game ended, people have been going at A.J. Hinch. And I'm not going to defend him because there were plenty of decisions in that game I just didn't understand. The one that I'm, I guess, weirdly defending is pulling Riley Green in that spot, in that moment. And at the same time, as much as we fixated on some A.J. blunders, if the team could be like 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position, maybe they win the game.
There are plenty of guys. And this goes back to some of the conversations we've had over the past couple of weeks, and it even crosses over to the Lions. Players are the ones that go out there and play. And we can criticize AJ for he took out Casey Mize too early, or shouldn't have taken out Riley Green, or should have put in Brant Herter instead of Melton. Like, all of those things may be true. And if he pulls different strings, maybe there's a different result.
But he's still playing
The fact is, they had 15 runners in scoring position and got one of them across the plate.
It's a great point. Let's play it out and actually say he makes all the, quote, right decisions as we see it or fans see it. Casey pitches one more inning. They don't need to go to Melton,
right,
or Herter. Cleveland doesn't have a big-time inning. Detroit still has to score to win.
Right.
Let's say he keeps Riley Green in a bad matchup, in a leveraged spot, and Riley strikes out just like Jamai Jones did. Like, so fine. Then it's not on AJ. His hands are clean.
Right.
They still didn't score any runs.
No, I know. So my whole point is you've got to have somebody, and hopefully it is a Carp, a Green, a Torres, a Torque. Somebody has to hit. Well, Javier Baez was 2-for-4.
John, I'd lead him
off
today.
He's got the only RBI.
I'm not even saying this is a joke. I'd lead Javi Baez off today.
I don't think we'll see that.
I'm
not going to argue with that one either. I'm not going to argue any of the lineup. I don't really care. But it comes down to those on the field have to be able to make some plays. If you're in the lineup, you've got to be able to hit when you need it in critical moments. And if you don't have that lineup, you don't have those players, if you don't have those pitchers, who does it go back to?
Scott Harris.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because at the end of last year, and this feels familiar, they lost games 4 and games 5 against Cleveland, and they went 2-of-23 with runners in scoring position. And what did we talk about when it ended? We said, hey, that was a hell of a run, yeah, kind of a miraculous run. We all got the bug again. The city's in love with baseball. Please, please, pretty please, with a cherry on top, throw some sprinkles in there. Do something about your bats. Well, he tried to get Bregman. Okay, you didn't. Season rolls around. Here we are again. First two playoff games combined, 2-for-23. Runners in scoring position. Hey, Scott. Lights on. Anybody home? You going to do something about this, or am I going to live this every single year until I die?
Well, again, that's a discussion that we may be able to have as early as tomorrow.
Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. We got David in Southfield. David, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Pattern that I've noticed that I think is going to eventually be the downfall of the Tigers today, unfortunately, is of the last 9 games, after the 5th inning, we've scored a combined 3 runs, as opposed to our opponents who have scored a combined 16 runs. So any damage we're going to do is in the first half of the game, and then we're flat after that. So I think the other teams know that. if they can get through the first half of the game with minimal damage from the Tigers, they got the game in the bag.
Yeah, it's played out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense because Cleveland specifically has this great bullpen. Now, they've had to throw a lot of them, but they're confident that the Tigers are going to wet themselves in the big moments late in the game. So we say it again, Detroit's got to jump out early. They had the one run in game one early, and with Skubal, that was enough to keep them in it. They bunted to score the second run. John, their only two runs in game one were unearned runs, aided by errors. They've scored three runs in the series. Two of them are unearned. It's been tough sledding.
It has. And when you have guys get on in the first inning, Meadows gets on, Torres gets on. Now all of a sudden, you've got the best that you can put out there. Carp, Torque, and Green. Like, when that happened yesterday, yeah. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, somebody is at least going to get a single because you got Meadows on second. Do you think there's any other guy that you'd want on second that can go second to home on a single?
Well, and they got a break, right? They put this, call him a kid, he's a grown man, but like he made his major league debut in the playoffs in center field, his first time in a major league ballpark, and he flubs it. Like, you get a little bit of a gift.
Yeah.
Here you go. You got a gift on game one. You're getting a gift in game two. These little things, when you're not hitting, can be the difference in winning and losing, especially against Cleveland, and they squander it in the first. And John, I think you said it well. That's a tone setter for that ball game, and it became the theme from the jump.
And they were able to capitalize on it in game one, and they led until, you know, when did Cleveland score in the first game, their only run? I can't remember when it was.
Six,
it seems
maybe?
Like it's so long ago.
Maybe yeah. It was the sixth. That's where the ball dropped between Skubal and the infielders.
The ball doesn't leave the infield on a Skubal start.
It's so stupid.
But they were able to win that game.
Yeah.
And part of it was because they were able to score in the first. They had opportunity. Two on, no out. Your best hitters at the plate and nothing.
You know, one thing we maybe brought up early in the show and it hasn't come up since. Riley Green is pinch hit for, right? And I know that's what we focused on. Mm-hmm. There were people who wanted them to just bunt in that spot like they did with McKinstry the day before, right? Because it was a situation where less than two outs, runners at third base. If you pinch hit for Riley, you get whoever you're most comfortable handling the bat and you bunt. Any thought to that?
I mean, at this point, yeah, there's got to be thought to all of it.
Yeah, exit worked in game one, and they didn't do it in game two.
Yeah.
Let's get to Dave in Detroit. You're on 97.1.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Morning.
I am struggling to understand, other than the obvious, of why we're not being more critical on McKinstry having more base running awareness to get at least in a rundown when a major league left fielder has the baseball in their hand and a run is about to score.
With two outs.
This isn't the MAC. It's the MLB playoffs, for the love of God.
Oh, you cannot make that mistake. I'm not going to defend him because he went to CMU. I mean, yeah, I can take the shots at the MAC. He has to be smarter there. If he's going to go, he has to get there. You have the big oven mitt. How are you not on the base?
Exactly. I think that the managerial stuff is one thing, and it's easy for us to question all those moves, but players have to win games. And it's not the time to make those type of errors on the base pass.
Because if he just doesn't go, right? I know they're aggressive, but if he just doesn't go, you don't make the last out at third. The run definitely scores. And in a game where every run's going to matter a whole hell of a lot, it might have been the difference. Because you manage differently with the lead. Exactly. And if you're going to go,
totally,
and it's going to be that close,
yeah,
you best not miss. Yeah, look, I'm not trying to absolve McKinstry. I mean, there's just so much from this game.
Right.
I think you put it best, John. As soon as you start talking about one thing from yesterday,
something else hits your mind. Like, we started off at six, and it's hard for me to finish sentences because as soon as you start thinking about one thing, and then another thing that happened in that game pops in your mind, and then another thing pops in your mind, and another. Like, there were just so many different ways that this team could have given themselves a better chance to win.
But they're the team that goes first to third.
Yeah.
McKinstry does it as much as anybody. He was doing what he's used to instead of recognizing the moment. And also doesn't always have a runner in front of him, by the way.
Correct. But again,
that's a mental error, I think. But also the throw, the defense of this yesterday was that a rookie was making the throw.
Yeah, push him, challenge him.
Yeah.
But then get your hand on the bag. How about this ticket text? John, you said like the offseason could hit us as quickly as today at like 6 o'clock. Texter says, guys, if that's what they really think of Riley Green, should they consider trading him? You don't have to answer it today, but I think it starts to enter your mind.
Who's,
I think he needs to be
making the trade.
Scott's not getting fired.
That's got to enter your mind.
Well, you're like, right. Who do you trust Scott Harris to make that trade?
What are you getting back?
Look, I think it should be alarm bells for Riley Green. You can say it doesn't matter, who cares about the strikeouts. I know one person who cares about the strikeouts. Your manager. So if this isn't like a come to Jesus moment or a reckoning for him in his career, he's still a young ball player. You need to cut down on the strikeouts. You need to be able to hit lefties a little bit. You can't be so bad that you're a guy that your manager can justify taking out of a playoff game. That's a internal get better challenge for Riley Green now. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't, like, the organization's telling you what they think about him. Phone calls, ticket text, game three today. It's 97-1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. Looking for a stylish SUV? You can lease a new Buick Envista or a stunning new Buick Encore GX for just $229 a month. Both are exceptional by design. Find your perfect Buick. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment not included. Dealer sets final price. These are all based on due at signing amount of $3,569. Must be a current lessee of 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. Visit GMCOfferInfo.com. That's GMCOfferInfo.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
AJ Hinch on the decision to pull Riley Green. Ticket Tech says there's an aspect that AJ doesn't understand. You can't remove your best players and expect his teammates to not feel or question it. Teams rally around guys like Riley Green. AJ needs to put away his computer for this game.
Okay, then rally. Like, where was the rally?
Yeah, I was talking to a Tiger fan yesterday. He goes, well, what if Riley's in his head now and he goes over? He's got to be a professional. It's on him, dude. Like, you bounce back today. You control your play. Smoke a double in the first inning.
Yeah, prove your manager wrong.
And if you don't, well, he was right then.
He would have been right to make that decision a long ago. And that's the only issue I have with it. I don't have much of an issue with, and you could argue, Jamai Jones, you know, first time in the playoffs, or it's Andy Ibanez, Riley Green. Like, no one was doing anything. So he's trying to spark a fire and see if there's somebody that can make something happen in a moment, in a critical moment.
Dear John, coming up at 9:35 this morning.
You have some prompts?
Your prompts. Wrong game.
Mm.
He ate everything.
Sounds a little accusatory.
The last name and okay. My beard.
Ah. Okay.
Get to it after we knock out some phone calls and Heather's news. Let's get to Tyler. You're on 97.1.
Holy cow, guys. What in the world are we watching?
Oh, man.
I would rather them not even bring a bat up to the plate today. Like, whoever's up today, just bunt if you have guys in scoring position because you can't flat out hit. They don't have a star. Thank you, Scott Harris, for that. I hope you're waking up in the morning and you're really frustrated, but you're not because you're getting paid well. The pitching, honestly, the pitching's been great. The pitching's been fine. They just, nobody can hit. Yesterday was like watching, it's a little different. It was like watching the Lions when they got screwed on all these calls and when they were scoring, they get called back. That's how it felt yesterday, watching every single, almost every single inning, guys on base and not putting guys at home plate.
Agonizing.
How do you have guys on the corners and not score? It just, but I don't care if it's Torkelson up.
Tyler, to your point, so you've seen, you've heard, you watched the 1 of 15 with runners in scoring position. I went back to see, like, okay, but how many of those were strikeouts, right? Just wholly uncompetitive. You're not giving yourself a chance. Put the ball in play. See if somebody boots it or you get a ricochet.
Well, we know in the first inning there was three of them.
Three. And I tallied seven. So roughly half of the critical at-bats, the ball didn't even get put in play. Of the 15 at-bats, only three made it out of the infield. So I'm not bunt guy.
And one of those was actually Riley Green.
You're right. One of his was a fly ball. I'm typically not bunt guy. They got away with it in game one. And in this kind of series, it kind of feels like you need to be bunt guy.
Super quick. I think one guy is getting a little bit of a free pass through all this is Torres. His decline in hitting completely correlates with this horrible baseball the last, 5 weeks.
And he was supposed to be the big addition they made in the offseason.
Yeah, and the way he was producing in the beginning of the season, not happening now. You know, he was third in runs scored on the team. He needs to be on base.
Does he have...
He has one hit.
He doesn't have a hit in the playoffs, does he?
Yes, he has one.
Okay. Yeah, so, and he's been bad in the second half of the season.
Just, no walks.
Yeah, you don't need me to look it up. You guys know. He was not good in the second half.
I mean, the trashing that some players are getting, and he's not getting any, and he was one of their more important players.
Well, another guy, while we're spreading it around, Kerry Carpenter.
Yeah.
He had the clutch moments last year. He's been MIA. Look, if you're looking for someone to step up today, Kerry Bonds.
Mm-hmm. Well, There's a lot of guys.
He did that last year.
I know. You were there.
That'd be epic.
That's your guy. Let's get to Greg in Royal Oak. Greg, good morning.
Hey, guys, I'm going to be really quick. I got to climb up a 40-foot ladder here. But, hey, something Gubb said, McKinstry making a mental mistake going first to third. Is that on him, or is there not a third base coach? Did he get waved on, or did he get held up and ran through a sign?
I'm sure he got waved.
That also,
I don't know for a fact. So, I don't have that, but that's what they've done all year.
Yeah, no, I get it. But if someone's saying he made the mental mistake, I would put it more on the third base coach personally. And then also, everyone's been saying Tigers and two. You guys got the initials right, TIT, but it's Tigers is toast. I'll talk to you guys later.
Tigers is toast?
Not grammatically correct, yes. But we'll roll with it. Heather with the news.
Awesome. The new $80 million Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Centennial Park is opening along the Detroit Riverfront later this month. Detroit Riverfront Conservancy officials say that this park is a world-class gathering place for all. It includes the William Davidson Sports House. It's going to have two regulation-sized basketball courts, a five-acre Delta Dental Play Garden, a two-and-a-half-acre Huron Clinton Metro Park's Water Garden.
I've seen the aerial pictures. It looks really cool.
It looks beautiful. So the park opens October 25th. They're going to have a two-day Harvest Fest celebration. Cool. So you can go check it out. There's going to be musical performances. There's going to be like more than 30 Metro Detroit food trucks there. So fun time. Definitely go check it out. The band director for Florida A&M is apologizing after receiving some major backlash for his comment that he made on the size of a rival team's dance squad. So Alabama State's Honeybees, their dance team, that's what they're called, is made up of plus-size dancers. And last Saturday, when they were taking the field to perform at halftime at the game, longtime announcer Joe Bullard made a pretty derogatory comment. Yeah, didn't go over well, probably not the way he was hoping to.
What do you hope was going to happen? No. They're going to go, ah.
It sounds like, you know, the rivalry, they like to take jabs at each other, but that one definitely crossed the line. Everyone kind of issued an apology. The president of the university issued an apology. The president of Alabama made a statement, and now the announcer himself has
released.
Yes, Alabama State. Yes. Yeah. ASU, yes.
It's one of those like, okay, dude, explain the joke to me. Why is it funny?
Yeah. So
they're fat. That's the joke. Like, come on.
He did say, you know, that if his comments offended anybody, he's sorry for that. He kind of said it was meant to be lighthearted banter, but it obviously didn't come across that way. It was disrespectful. So he is apologizing. Hey, a new bear has been named the winner of this year's Fat Bear Week contest.
Yes.
This is great. So 11 bears from Alaska were competing in the 11th annual contest. And all the bears, they ranged in size and age and characteristics, but they were all...
Yeah.
Chunky,
big,
right? All huge bears. And fittingly so, a bear named Chunk came across as the winner. So,
did you guys vote?
I saw it because you sent this to me a while ago or at the beginning of the competition. I did look at all their photos. It's kind of cool. So you can see all their pictures and learn about them a little bit. Chunk is an adult male brown bear. Who did you vote for?
Chunk.
Oh, you did vote for Chunk. Awesome. Yeah, it sounds like he was
there's
the
a couple
fan
returning
favorite.
Winners, but yeah, he had not yet won. And...
distinctive scar across his muzzle.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a broken jaw that's healing. So they say that's what's kind of cool is that he's suffering from a broken jaw that they believe he sustained during mating season, a fight with another male. And despite that, he was still able to obviously catch fish and fatten up for the winter. So victorious.
So they've been doing this since 2014, Fat Bear Week.
Yeah, 11 years.
I didn't even know it existed until this year.
Oh, really?
I didn't either.
Oh, I'm a repeat voter.
Are you?
Yes, I think Fat Bear Week is awesome.
It's pretty cool. It's fun. It's a fun way to highlight the bears. This was interesting. History was made. Padres relief pitcher Mason Miller made history on Wednesday during his ninth pitch against the Chicago Bears in Game 2 of their wild card series. So he threw a 104.5 mile per hour fastball, which not only marked his fastest pitch he's thrown in his career, but it was also the fastest pitch in the postseason.
Yeah.
Obviously, since they started tracking.
Now, Mason Miller, they didn't draft Mason Miller, right? How'd they get him?
Heather, do you have another story you'd like to share with us?
Trade deadline, maybe?
Yeah. Another story? One more?
Before she moves on. Yes, I deserve that. I deserve that. I'm not Doug Karsh level fandom for the Padres, but I do kind of, they're a fun team. And if the Tigers aren't going to win it, they've never won it. They're an easy team to root for. They're all in and they act like they're trying to win a World Series.
Oh, you won't go if the Tigers are eliminated, you won't go with the team that eliminated them? They haven't won it either.
For Cleveland. Nobody wants to see the Guardians. Anyway, what else you got, Heather?
Pumpkin spice season is well underway, right?
Yes.
If pumpkin spice lattes aren't, you know,
your jam?
Doing enough for you. Yeah. There's more. Did you know that you can now get your hands on some pumpkin spice deodorant or trash bags or even poo spray?
The poopery?
It's not made by poopery. It's made by another brand. But you can get this maple pumpkin scented spray that you spray in the toilet before you go.
Sure. Yeah. That way, now you're just mixing more smells.
It sounds awful.
No, thank you.
Beard oil, if you want to walk around constantly smelling that trash, I said the trash bags. Oh, toothpicks, chewing gum, pet food. That makes sense. Dogs like pumpkin, I guess. Okay. Twinkies?
Now that sounds like it would be a good one.
Pumpkin spice Twinkie?
Oh, sure. I think that would be great. Yeah. Anyway.
Heather with the news. Dear John next, 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game. So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks in the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick. Check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right. $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score report dated 2H 2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Send them in, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com.
All right, I'm going to kick things off with the first one. Dear John, I've been dating this girl for over 6 months and things are going really well. She recently got me tickets for a Lions game for my birthday.
Oh, all right.
But she messed up. She got the wrong Vikings game. Instead of the home game in November, she bought the road game on Christmas Day. Now, she's not a dumb person, but I'm honestly not sure how she made this mistake. Do we sell them and buy the right game or just go with it and make plans around Christmas away from our families?
Well, I mean, if she's that smart, maybe she is trying to keep you, or at least she wants you to herself on Christmas. And so I does she know that she got the wrong tickets? Did you say, hey, these are actually in Minnesota versus in Detroit? So there's a lot of different ways. You could say, hey, we've got all of these family traditions. I'd like you to be a part of them. I want to introduce you to my family right before Christmas so you could be a part of them at Christmas. Or if you think this is going in the right direction or you want to move things forward, this could be a new tradition for you where obviously, you know, 6 months, you got no kids involved,
right?
Until you maybe get married, maybe you have kids, maybe you pick a destination every Christmas that you want to go and have Christmas together at. See, I'm giving you possibilities.
Do you see me like
Heather's like twitching over here?
Oh yeah, I know. But yeah, but you okay? This is different for you. I'm giving some advice
it's fine.
Here.
To me, this is such a no-brainer. You don't have the kids. You can see family around Christmas Day, weekend before, weekend after, type of thing. And when life gives you kind of a gift like this to do something spontaneous and fun,
sure,
take it.
Wow. Yeah, go there for Christmas.
I thought this was an easy answer. You just bring it up that, do you realize you got the away game? Like, let's sell these and get tickets for the home game.
The first thing you do is you bring it up, and maybe you bring it up in regards to, all right, when do we want to buy our airplane tickets? And if she goes, for what? You say, well, the game that you bought the tickets for is in Minneapolis.
Well, and
then she gets to be the one that says, instead of you saying, let's sell the tickets, now you put it kind of back on her.
Yeah.
Also, though, if you go, you take the pressure off of her being like, oh, I feel so stupid. Why did I get... You're not stupid.
No.
We're going to make this a great time.
Yeah.
Heather doesn't like
I
it.
I don't like it. No, well, I don't agree
didn't think
with
you
that
would.
One. No.
I still don't know how you even do that, by the way. Like, if you buy tickets...
Maybe she was just looking at so many tickets, comparing prices, that it just... Her mind got all bottled.
Well, it's definitely cheaper in Minnesota than it would be here.
Yeah. Got a great deal.
Yeah,
exactly.
One
problem. Got to buy a flight now. This next one. Dear John, my husband and I live abroad. Earlier in the year, a mutual acquaintance, let's call him K, reached out and said he had been scammed with an apartment rental and had nowhere to stay. We're planning a 17-day trip away, so while he was struggling with rent, we offered to have him stay at our place in exchange for taking care of the dog. Seemed like a good arrangement. I told him he could eat anything he wanted that was going to expire. Fruits, vegetables, yogurt, etc. When we came back, everything was gone. And I mean everything. The entire fridge, freezer, pantry. He finished 2 jars of jam, a jar of peanut butter, a giant Costco bottle of olive oil, condiments, rice, snacks, cheese, even my husband's supplements, things like creatine and collagen. He completely destroyed a ceramic pan. He consumed things that normally last 6 months and 2 weeks. I honestly suspect he may have taken stuff because it's insane how much was missing. I didn't confront him except to ask to replace the pan, which he mocked and said, it's just a pan. I feel disrespected. I don't want him in our home ever again. My husband says I'm being too harsh. How would you handle it?
If you're going to let somebody in your house for 17 days, I understand some of that stuff may seem like, I don't know why you would partake of somebody else's supplements.
It's weird.
But I think if I'm kind of like her husband, I'd just be like, oh, let's just let it go. I'm not going to. And again, it is a pan. I don't know how expensive.
Some pans, yeah, can some be pans expensive. Yeah.
But it doesn't. I don't.
I'm not going to ruin the friendship over it. It's odd.
Right. It's odd. And if I was that friend, I would have had a new pan waiting on you.
Yeah.
If I ruin something, if I eat something that you said I could eat, then I'm not going to replace it.
Oh, and I.
But
think,
if you ruin something in the house or you make damage to something in the house, I think that should be replaced.
He should replace it. Even if he doesn't, I'm not ending the friendship. And I think I would give him endless crap for the end of time.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can hold it over their head
you
for a long
me
time.
You ate house at home.
Yeah.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I don't have much of an issue with it.
What do we got next?
Dear John, my wife and I don't share the same last name. She's a doctor and felt it was important to keep her name for her career, and I agreed. It wasn't a big deal. There was no fighting about it. Well, now that she's pregnant, she told me she wants to give the kids her last name, which I'm not okay with. She claims because she's going through 9 months in labor, it's only right. How do I handle this?
So people can handle this however they want. This is how I'd handle it. No. And people are not going to be shocked by me saying I'm much more traditional, and I am also, I guess you'd say, progressive enough. My wife, who has her name on all of her legal documents, we met obviously later in life. She's an attorney. It would be a huge pain in the butt to change her last name. So we didn't do that. But when Teddy was born, it wasn't even a question. But we would have had major discussions if she would have said, well, I don't want Teddy to have your last name.
I mean, there's options, maybe
a hyphen.
Or a middle name could be the wife's
yeah.
maiden name or,
sure.
or last name since she yeah. kept it. That could be in the discussion. Like, it'd be cool as a middle name, maybe.
Sure.
Or, yeah, you could you go against, the hyphen route.
Are you against the hyphen?
No, I'm not against it, but
it's kind of awkward.
It gets long. It gets complicated. I'm not.
I think the middle name would be a really good compromise.
Yeah, I think that would be nice.
Well, what if she comes back with, fine, your last name can be the middle name?
I mean, you have to be, I think you must agree on a name for your child.
Yes.
I mean, nobody should just pick the name
no
and say, sorry,
win.
Sweetie, I'm the one naming this child and this is what I'm naming it. I do think you need to agree. You have to have a conversation, respect her opinions and hormones and then things going on. Yes. I mean, because that is going to be part of it a little bit at that point.
But I also think like when you are having that discussion, how did this not come up when they were going through the discussion of, yeah, it's fine to keep your name for, you know, you don't have to take my name in marriage, but this is something, Lisa and I talked about it before we got married.
We did too. But I'm telling you, when you are pregnant, the way you think your hormones going. Yeah.
No, trust me.
Yes, he knows. He's been on the receiving end of it. So, he's aware that you do stop. You do think a little differently when you're pregnant, I think. So,
right. Stop. But I'm saying this when they're getting married. They're married before they had this kid, right?
Yeah.
So,
but I'm saying her opinion might change now that she's pregnant because.
That's why you have those discussions early on.
Yeah, I know.
The number one comment on the Twitch board over there says you should have this conversation before you have children.
Yes, 100%. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Last one, my beard. Dear John, I'm 42, both bald and bearded. If I still had hair on the top of my head, I'm pretty sure it would be going gray. My natural hair and beard color is a very dark brown black, and honestly, I just don't like the gray in my beard because it's not distributed in a cool salt and pepper way. So I dye it. 2 days ago, a younger colleague of mine was in the break room and said, dude, I need to call you out on this beard. Stop dyeing it. We know it's gray. And now I feel ridiculous. What should I do?
He said, mind your own business, buddy. Like it's not any of their business. You do what you want to with the hair on the top of your head, the hair on your face. You do what you want to with any of it.
I agree. If it makes you feel more confident in yourself, dye the beard. Who cares what your young colleague thinks?
Yeah.
If it's going to give you confidence and feel better about yourself, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Don't get bullied by some 20-something at the office.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah. You got to look in the mirror every day. I got to look at you like, you know, hey, could you do something with that?
Right. It'd be a little different if it was like your partner. Or like, you know, a close friend maybe.
Sure, but even your partner wants you to...
Be comfortable.
Be comfortable. They want you to feel confident. And like, I don't have an issue whether you do or you don't.
You would agree though, and 42 is not this age, but there would be a point where it'd be a little ridiculous. If you were like 65 and you had a jet black beard, like at some point you do have to just allow like a normal... It's okay to look your age.
It is okay to look your age, and maybe you make that decision at that time. But no, I don't think there's any age where you have to say no. I'm not gonna. I want to have the hair color that I've always had. I mean, women do it up until
forever.
Death.
Yes.
Yeah, and so why can't dudes do it?
But it would be weird if like an 80-year-old woman had like
most
blonde highlights.
80-year-old women are not going. Dark hair.
So I'm saying,
no,
at some
but
point
they
do
color their hair all the way up until I've known women that have colored their hair all the way up until you see them laying down.
Okay.
They do. Some of them do. Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Send them in. You got questions for them. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's Dear John brought to you by Founders 97.1.
Hey, and every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel, because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each and every week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you're going to win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to take your shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit for a chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Response to Dear John. By the way, Tiger Baseball today, 3:08. Not a 1 o'clock game like the last two. 3 o'clock. You can listen right here on 97.1 The Ticket. On Dear John, no brainer. Too easy. Minnesota, here we come. If your girl bought the wrong game, but it's...
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, make an adventure out of it.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot of fun. You don't have any kids. You don't have any... I know that there are probably some family traditions, but... Go with it. See if you like it. Have some fun.
Yeah.
It would be fun on any other day to me but Christmas Day.
Yeah. Right. Like if she had bought the wrong Bears game.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all about adventure and spontaneity and doing something different. But
just not on Christmas.
Not on Christmas. Don't mess with those.
Even before you and Colin were married, even before you had kids?
We did one trip on celebrated Christmas out of the country.
Yeah.
Hated it. Absolutely hated it.
Where'd you
that
go?
Was far before. I think we were in Mexico somewhere. Yeah. Far before. We weren't even married at the time, I don't think.
Maybe my perspective is a little bit different because there's been so many times where I've had to work on Christmas or travel on Christmas or be apart from family. And so as long as Lisa and Teddy or the kids go on and do their own thing, as long as many of us that can be together of our nuclear family, then I'm fine with it.
Speaking of nuclear family and what to do about the kid and whose name it gets, worst case scenario is you hyphenate. You can't do that, Roy in Clarkston.
I think out of the three options, that is the worst, yeah.
No, Heather, there is no option the baby takes the dad's last name. End of story.
My option was give the baby the mom's last name as a middle name
right.
with the dad's last name. I never said take away the dad's last name. That was
right.
never my option. My option was baby's first name, mom's last name is a middle name, then dad's last name is a last name. Then you mm-hmm. kind of get both.
Yeah.
The woman
that was my option.
The woman who says she wants her kids to have her last name is what's wrong with America.
Oh
boy.
Please.
I agree with that a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Okay.
We are getting away from a lot of traditional things.
And some things we don't have to keep doing.
Yes.
Just for the sake of doing them.
Like keeping Riley Green in the lineup every day?
That's one of them. In fact, we got a ticket text that says, Dear John, I'm one of the Tigers' best players, and AJ Hinch pinch hit for me in a critical playoff spot. I plan on being professional about it, but should I demand a trade in the offseason? Sincerely, not a part of the team's future.
Then hit more.
Somebody sent that in. I didn't make that
No,
up.
I know. It's incredible. This is
Yeah. Then hit more. And you know what? Maybe your trade value, maybe where you go, be even better.
I do think it's a gut check time for Riley. Okay, I know he had the comments in September about who cares about the strikeouts. Buddy, you got to become a complete hitter. He's still a young hitter. I'm not writing his career off. He needs to take this to heart because if he could be even a little better against lefties and cut down on the strikeouts just a little bit, he goes to another stratosphere. Then he's a guy you can't take out of the lineup.
But it's also the prolonged stretches where there's nothing. Like, let's go back to the beginning of the season. We were all marveling over the way that Torque started the season. And it was like they had switched roles because Riley Green, and I don't remember what the exact numbers were, but he was, for the first, 20 games of the season, was awful. And then you look at the last part of the season, and there were other times during the season, there's prolonged droughts.
Yeah, you got to be a consistent hitter, someone you can trust
and
count on.
And I'm not saying you can't be in a slump. Everyone's going to have slumps. His just seem to be more frequent and last longer.
Yeah, I think it's wild, too, because like here's a guy that we spent all year talking up. Like he was an all-star. He's a key cog. And then in a critical moment, AJ tells you he's not a superstar. Well, like, you don't pinch hit for a superstar.
In critical moments, he told you himself by not being able to come through in those moments.
Yeah. And again, AJ didn't say it with his words, but his actions say, hey, this guy's not a superstar. Because you wouldn't pull Cal Raleigh or Aaron Judge, and he's not those guys.
No, there's not a lot of Aaron Judges or Cal Raleighs.
No. John got himself an attorney wife. Nice pull. Way to outshoot your coverage.
Okay.
And this ticket texter's on the beard stuff. Was that a Ryan Day ticket? A Ryan Day story?
Yeah. That's the first one you always think of because of the jet black beard.
Do you guys remember when Stoney dyed his hair? Hilarious. Scott and Carlton.
That was before my time. Were you here, Heather?
No,
that was before your time.
This was at a different radio station. When he was starting to gray, but we noticed the gray. And it's like, big deal. Who cares? Never said anything about that.
Yeah.
And then one day he showed up and it was like jet black. And then I said, wow, you got your hair dyed. And he's like, no, I didn't. Oh. And then a little bit later, he's walking away from me and there's black on his neck.
Oh, boy. Bad dye job.
I'm like, why did you lie? So then, of course, me and Mojo called him out on the air and make fun of him. Oh, and that's why people know about it.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if it's that story about Stoney that I like more, or when it comes to personal appearance, or when he shaved half his face.
When you say half his face, you mean like left and right?
Yeah, it was like two-faced.
Heard that. Did the battery run out?
No. He got interrupted and...
Forgot?
What do you mean he forgot?
Was he shaving in the car?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I've heard the story.
So I've had it before because I sometimes will shave in the car where I'm trying to get as many days out of the charge as possible. And when I owned the gym, I remember just specifically going into the gym. It was like 4 a.m. I was shaving and half my face was shaved and then the battery died. Okay.
It work.
So when I cut my hair, I actually use a mini razor. Not an electric is what I do. That's why mine is never completely scalped because I don't like using the blade on it. Mm-hmm. So I always like heavily guard against that thing running out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.